Welcome back to our special edition news magazine on KNIA KRLS, part three of a three-part interview with Warren County Supervisor Crystal McIntyre on our Spirit of America series on KNIA KRLS. Well, I'll just ask, and this is kind of a big picture question, but it feels like we can never do enough. There's always something else we can do. How do you think we can better help vets, either from the government level or just on a person-to-person level here in Warren County? What can we do to help our veterans, and, you know, more than just either a thank you, or maybe it is just that simple, a thank you for serving. But what do you think off the top of your head we can do to help veterans here in Warren, Marion, and Jasper counties, those who in our listening area?
Well, thank you for asking that. Off of the top of my head, I believe it's an education that a lot of our vets need. They need to be able to go into their county VA office and find out if there's anything that they don't know about. I think it's the education of what is available for them, especially those who are experiencing hardships in health or mental or any other capacity, financial, so that they can go into these offices and find out what programs are there. I think our legislation has made it very clear that they serve our veterans by giving them, if they have any service-related disabilities, they are able to take off, let's say they have 70% disability that they get from the service, they're able to take that much off on their taxes as well, their property taxes. So there's a lot of things that are available out there that if they don't know, they should go into their office and make an appointment so that they can find out what they're eligible for, what maybe a family member would be in need of or of help. I think it starts with that education. I do feel that we have a lot of programs already that could serve them well if they would just take advantage of that. And then the other thing was, I know Warren County for decades had the same amount of payments going towards the graves and the maintenance of those graves, in which I think it was, $2.50. And I wasn't sure if that was in code or not, but we did up that because I know that from 2011 until 2025, there has to have been more veterans buried in Warren County. So all of our our townships were able to take advantage of that and go back and check their records and make sure that they have all the veterans that have been buried in their cemeteries accounted for, so that they can get the maximum amount of money so that they can then in turn be able to maintain those graves through snow removal, through mowing and weed eating during the summer. So there's just some of the things that we have available out there that really help our veterans and those who have passed and served our country, and we're still trying to serve them and make sure that we leave that legacy for them.
Thanks for tuning in to our Spirit of America special edition news magazine on KNIA KRLS. Warren County Supervisor Crystal McIntyre. Find the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com.